Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Mark, turn your attention to this past weekend. Operations for harvest have been halted across a portion of the Midwest. Can you tell me where the most rain fell?
Yes, Todd. Looking back at the weekend rainfall totals, all of the heavier rains were concentrated in the eastern Corn Belt. In fact, across much of the vast majority of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, and the southeastern portion of Wisconsin as well, picked up anywhere from 1 to over 5 inches of rain, even some localized higher totals. Now, it was really Illinois, and especially central and eastern Illinois, that saw the highest totals, again, anywhere from 4 to 5 inches with localized higher amounts. As you move west of the Mississippi, basically nothing in Iowa, northern Missouri, Minnesota, and the Dakotas. So it was all an eastern Corn Belt, you know, heavy rain event, and that's where obviously the biggest harvest issues are taking place right now.
So they'd like some warmer temperatures and drier days so that they could get back in the field without a lot of mud. Will that happen?
We do not see that here, at least, well, basically over the next couple of weeks, things are going to be sluggish. Number one, temperatures will be biased colder than normal, especially over the next 10 to 12 days, with the coldest time frame being the second half of this week and over the weekend, as a very potent punch of Arctic air moves into the middle of the country. And that's going to be followed by, that's actually going to be following a winter storm, which looks to produce anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow on the lighter side to over 6 inches of snow in portions of northern Missouri, northwest Illinois, into southeast Iowa and southern Wisconsin coming up here on Halloween. So certainly a more wintry type of pattern here. And again, even the next couple of days, still some additional liquid precip in the portions of the eastern belt, and then even into the 11 to 15 day time frame, indications of yet another rain system. So really, for the Corn Belt overall, it's about 2/3 of the Corn Belt that will continue to struggle with harvest progress. But you know, on the positive side, the one area that will see actually dry conditions much of the next couple of weeks, albeit with cold temperatures, is the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, northwestern third of the belt.
So we're talking about the Dakotas, Minnesota. Is Nebraska in there, or is it split?
No, exactly. That is the area with very little precip here coming up.
All right, and turn your attention to South America now.
Yeah, overall for South America, again, it hasn't been the greatest starts to the growing season in Argentina and Brazil, but it hasn't been any kind of, you know, major issue. As we look out ahead here over the next few weeks, and you know, some dry areas that could use a little more precip to boost soil moisture, it's really the southwestern part of the Argentina grain belt that looks to continue missing out over the next few weeks. So that's La Pampa, that's southwestern Buenos Aires, far southern Cordoba. Outside of that zone, the rest of the Argentina grain belt and oilseed belt, including the core acreage, looks to see significant rainfall. So more significant soil moisture improvement is expected there. Then up in Brazil, they're going to continue to go through these waves of rain, and overall, the pattern features a generally near normal rainfall pattern. There's still a few areas that will tend to miss out, but still don't have any major concerns at this time for Brazil as we move into the early part of November.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse. He's in Chicago, Illinois.